that allowed us to put up a playground. I also volunteered at the office of the Return to Happiness program and for a while produced a newsletter about different activities of youth volunteers. Via fax and eventually the internet, we were able to keep at least some young people in the region in touch with what was happening in the Children's Movement for Peace in other parts of the country.
Okay, we've learned some more about Return to Happiness, the program Hoimir talked about at the beginning of this chapter. The program was started in 1997 after lots of displaced families began moving to Apartadó. By that time, Hoimir was living with his mother and stepfather again in an Apartadó neighborhood or barrio called Primero de Mayo. But the work he did for Return to Happiness was in a barrio called La Chinita. The people of these two barrios did not trust each other because the barrios had connections to different armed groups. Hoimir began to get threats, and he became so scared that he couldn't sleep at night or focus in school. Finally, he left his work in La Chinita and focused on helping kids in his own barrio. He also did something else that I think was pretty important. Some of the other kids in this book have talked about how hard it was for peace workers from different regions to communicate. Hoimir produced a newsletter to put young volunteers from his area in touch with kids around the country. Let's keep reading from the second paragraph on page 121 with "The Idea That Teenagers Should Play."
The idea that teenagers should play an active role in peacemaking had been an important principle for us in Apartadó ever since the visit of Graça Machel. But adults interpret participation in different ways. Some adults were sympathetic and believed in us. They listened to our ideas and tried to work with us. Others thought that because we were only children, we should do as we were told. They felt that our opinions counted for nothing. When Gloria Cuartas was the mayor of Apartadó, she really wanted to work with young people. It was because of her that Farlis became the first child mayor of Apartadó in April 1996. At the same time, even though I was only 12 years old, I had become the secretary general of the children's government of Apartadó. We thought that this